Jessica, we're starting off talking about hunger in New Mexico. Obviously, a lot of folks are having to make some tough financial decisions right now. You recently had a story about how Roadrunner Food Bank's mobile food pantry may be helping out some folks in need in the area.
Correct. So the mobile food pantry is moving throughout communities in southern New Mexico. They're based in Las Cruces, but they are taking the initiative in the communities most in need, and that includes Alamogordo now. On Friday, they had over 100 people show up to receive between 50 and 60 pounds of food. That's pretty much what they can provide for the community, but there's still the ability for additional clients to show up to register. All you have to do is provide some basic information. Now they're doing this, keeping social distancing in mind. Clients are asked to stay in their car as they fill out these forms and as they receive their food. Anyone interested in learning more or applying, they can visit rrfb.org/find-food to learn more about the mobile pantry. And as a side note, anyone who's got some extra time to give, volunteers are needed for this event. So give them a call at 505-349-8841 if you've got a bit of time to give to the community.
Okay, now last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the formation of an Economic Recovery Council. What can you share how that may play a role in the community?
So, as we know, most of the southern counties have been asking the governor to consider reopening non-essential businesses while keeping social distancing in mind. Now, the governor's office has basically said, hey, we're aware that we are facing an economic crisis. We're going to have a lot of need in these communities. The Economic Recovery Council is made up of 15 members. Now, those members are from a wide variety of areas. We've got President and CEO of the New Mexico United Soccer's team, Peter Trevisani, was appointed to it. Jason Harrington, who's the CEO of HB Construction in Albuquerque. Liddy Martinez, who's the Los Alamos Market President for Enterprise Bank and Trust, was named a board member. And their goal is to really look at what do we need to do to kickstart economies, local economies, and to get back to where we were pre-COVID-19.
Okay, now you also have news of a man who was arrested as a suspect in an arson case. What can you tell us?
So there is an Alamogordo man. His name is Jose Apodaca. He was arrested on April 21st, and he was charged with 4 counts of attempted arson. Now, it's important to note this was attempted arson. There were some very watchful people in our community who noted some strange behavior by Mr. Apodaca and called it in. The police say that he tried to set a couple of cars on fire by lighting gas tanks on fire. He was also in possession of Molotov cocktails. He was attempting to light a gas station on fire. So Mr. Apodaca was held without bond pending an arraignment, which was scheduled for sometime this week in the 12th Judicial Court.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.